Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Back to this issue of Hockey Canada, and at least two of the junior hockey teams, 2003 Halifax, 2018, in London. And I should have mentioned this to Eric Goldkinder. We're running a little short on time. It seems from testimony that was given, and we'll ask my guest about this, to the Standing Committee on Canadian Heritage in Parliament, that there's actually more than one case per year that seems to be settled by Hockey Canada. Lisa Hepfner is Hamilton Mountain Liberal Member of Parliament. She is also a member of the Standing Committee on Canadian Heritage. Ms. Hepfner, thank you very much for joining us. Is that correct? Does the testimony or the evidence point to more than one case per year?
Hi, Roy. Thank you for having me. Yeah, that's right. That's what we heard at committee from Hockey Canada executives when we pushed them on how widespread this problem is, how often they're dealing with these sorts of claims. And we were told one or two a year, but we weren't given any details. We were told that they weren't prepared to answer questions about anything more than the one incident that they had appeared on. So that left our committee feeling that Hockey Canada had been less than transparent with us.
Mm-hmm. So as you look to Tuesday, when you have the past, current, and past CEOs before the committee, where's the focus going to be? Where do you feel you need to take the focus after the first meeting and what we've all been able to find out in this country?
Well, I would think, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to the journalists who have really been doing some stellar work uncovering new things every day that we didn't know when we had that original committee meeting. It's really thanks to those investigative journalists that we found out so much. And to me, the most egregious thing that we learned is that, and we haven't, had this confirmed by Hockey Canada yet, but that there was a fund maintained by Hockey Canada that every parent who paid into fees contributed to. And this fund could have been used to solve sexual assault allegations without having any sort of investigation by an insurance company or anybody else, so that, the players could just get off scot-free. And to me, that was the most egregious thing, because if an organization is saying they have zero tolerance for sexual violence, and then they have a fund that can just sweep it under the rug, those are two directly opposite things. So to me, that's the most egregious thing. That's the thing I think will be the focus, from my perspective, of the committee when Hockey Canada is there, I believe, on Wednesday. We're going to have the Minister for Sport on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I expect we'll hear a lot of questions about how often that fund was used, and more about how often these sorts of allegations came to Hockey Canada.
Yeah. So we know London police investigated. They're going to have another look at it now. But it is disturbing. This is one that sticks with me, and you just mentioned it. If Hockey Canada has this fund and they reach into the fund to provide an out-of-court settlement without really pursuing an investigation of the complaint and an investigation against their players, that does not sit well. That's just, to me, is really objectionable. There are questions that need answering here.
It makes me really angry, Roy. It makes me say that it makes me feel that they're condoning the behavior. They're condoning that culture that, glorifies sexual violence. I've just been increasingly furious watching these stories come out day after day.
Do you have any sense, because we had 2003 and 2018, so roughly 15 years between the two. Do you have any sense that there might have been additional experiences, events, moments like this that happened in the ensuing years? I'm not trying to create a bigger problem than the one that already exists, but is there anything that's been asked, any questions that have been raised about that among the members of Parliament on the committee?
Well, certainly we asked the last time they were here. I personally asked how widespread is the problem, particularly since we know so many survivors of sexual violence don't come forward. They don't make any reports to police. So if Hockey Canada is getting on their admission a couple of cases a year, how often is it actually happening? I'm sure they will get many questions like that as well.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.